The Republican Party is split over the issue of immigration. Some think it's a good thing that brings more opportunity and jobs and more people into the GOP. Others disagree. Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo thinks that his message might resonate in the 2008 presidential race. NPR's Jeff Brady caught up with him in the early caucus state of Iowa.
Here's some advice if you ever want to attract a crowd of 300 in Council Bluffs, Iowa on a weekday night. Serve pork sandwiches and corn on the cob, start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and invite Tom Tancredo to talk about how immigrants are changing the country.
They're not coming here necessarily to be American. They're coming here for the economic advantage that they can have. Now, that's okay. My grandparents came for the economic opportunity. But my grandparents came with a strong desire to cut from the old, to attach to the new, and to become American. That was their idea.
Iowa may not be the first state to come to mind when you think about immigration. It certainly isn't a border state, but Latinos are the largest minority here, and their numbers have grown in recent years. Iowa is known as a key state in the presidential nominating process. So is New Hampshire, and Tancredo will be there next month. Tancredo says he's just trying to get the immigration issue made a part of the 2008 campaign. And during his speech, he told Iowans to make sure they ask candidates about the issue when they come through the state.
My dream is to have them, during the campaign, have all the people who are the really big 18 players arguing to see who's going to be tougher on immigration.
If the congressman is to succeed in making this issue part of the campaign, he'll rely on the people standing in a long line behind the barbecued pork.
Well, we're Alvin and Jane Steenbach of Persia, Iowa, and we're retired.
The Steenbachs say they're concerned about how immigrants are changing U.S. culture.
They don't speak the American language, and it don't seem like they want to. And they want us to all learn Spanish now, and I think that's wrong.
Yeah, my first name is Marcita, and I'm as German as can be, and here I get a credit card, you know, through the mail, that it's all in Spanish. Now, this is getting just too much.
And as well-received as Tancredo was at the Iowa event, he was quite unpopular at a pro-immigration rally in his own backyard of Denver the next day. Standing on the steps of the state capitol, supporters of the newly formed Coalition for Human Dignity Beyond Borders chanted, "Yes, we can," in Spanish. Organizer Manolo Gonzalez Estai says Tancredo has made a sport of immigrant bashing, but he does see encouraging signs.
I mean, one thing you realize if you look at any national polling, immigration is not the top issue. It's only the top issue in Tom Tancredo's mind, which is very small.
Polls show Americans are more worried about the war, the economy, and health care than immigration. Often the issue doesn't even make the top 10. Still, immigration is becoming a mainstay on conservative talk radio. And Democratic governors in Arizona and New Mexico recently declared states of emergency because of crime and immigration on their borders. Tancredo says that's more evidence the issue is catching fire. Congressman says his job now is to act as a bellows and fan the flames so that immigration will be one of the top issues in 2008. Jeff Brady, NPR News.